Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. As more people move from the country to the city, large tracts of farm and ranch land are being divided into smaller parcels to accommodate urban dwellers' desire for rural retreats.
More and more of our land is being fragmented and broken up, and so small acreage land holdings are more common, especially in the eastern half of the state. You know, we're talking 50 acres to 200 acres.
Linda Campbell directs the Private Lands Program at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Because habitat fragmentation negatively impacts wildlife, neighboring landowners are encouraged to work together to lessen the problem.
We encourage landowners to join with their neighbors in what are called landowner cooperatives or wildlife management associations. They're becoming much more common, and landowners working together can get a lot more done for wildlife. They impact more habitat when they work together, and they can accomplish common goals. And so we very much encourage and work with groups of landowners to develop these landowner-driven cooperatives.
Visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website for complete details on how landowner cooperatives can receive free, confidential technical assistance. That's our show, supported by the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting programs. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.